Good morning. You are listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. This morning, I am joined with two guests. I have Julia Smith, who is the president of the Sitka Outreach and Support Lifeline Group. Good morning, Julia.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Yes, thank you for being with me this morning. And I also have Mary Wagner, who is the secretary of the SOS Lifeline Group. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning.
So we are here just to learn a little bit more about the group, and you have an upcoming meeting on August 7th at 2 p.m. Right. that the public is invited to. So can you just give us a little bit of a history of what this group is?
Sure. Well, this group started in 2009 with meetings of church groups that came together for the Lenten season, and they were studying the millennial goals, the United Nations millennial goals around poverty, and decided that we needed to do something in Sitka for people who are struggling. And so since then, we have changed somewhat because we're not just a church group. We are a church. There are churches who are involved. That's how I'm involved, through the United Methodist Church, but we also have other groups that are belong to our, to us, as well as just individuals who are interested in the work that we do to help people in our community who are struggling. Yeah.
So, Mary, how long have you been involved with this group?
I think for the past 7 years, mm-hmm. I've been part of the group.
And how did you get involved?
Well, when I was the assistant superintendent for the school district, you are officially the homeless liaison, the district representative, and making sure that in the school's realm, it's the McKinney-Vento Homeless Act that's implemented for our students. And I was really looking for resources. I heard the Easter group was starting, so I went to a meeting with my iPad intact and became secretary. They didn't have a secretary, and I was taking notes.
Well, that can happen, yes.
How many people are a part of this group, like regularly come to meetings?
Oh, wow. We have between maybe 7 and 15.
Yeah.
And there's more people who are peripherally involved, yeah.
The email list of people who want to know what's going on is much larger than the people who show up at the meetings. So there's a lot of people who care, and when it's something that really resonates with them, then they come in and join in the activities.
Right. Yeah, we do the Project Homeless Connect 3 times a year, November, January, and March, where we provide direct services and goods to people who may become homeless, are concerned about being homeless, or are homeless. And at those events, we have volunteers. So we usually have people who are not interested in coming to meetings but really want to help out. And so they usually help us with that.
So this past year, there's been a lot of discussion about starting a shelter.
Yes.
And what is your role with this discussion and movement?
Well, we are very supportive of the
Homeless
Coalition. Yeah. And we have some of our members are on a part of that group, and we are connected with the Sitka Homeless Coalition as well as an entity. And right now, that group and we are helping them to find a shelter. Everything is in place to get started. It's a very exciting time. And they have all their plans. Everything is ready to go except a place. And they really are really pushing right now to find a place. So an overnight accommodations, they're looking for something that's an open format, has a bathroom, doesn't leak, mm-hmm. no roof leaks, hopefully, and heated, of course. And they pay rent, they have insurance, the police are very supportive and will have a presence. There's a lot of really good planning that has gone into this. And so they're really prepared. And I would really like to ask the community to really consider, do you have a space that you would be willing to rent? And it would just be for the winter months, October to April. This is the first trial of it, so they don't want to do too much that they don't think they can do. And if you have a space, if you know of a space that's a possibility, please call 747-7978.
And that's Gail Young. They're expecting about 6 to 10 of our Sitka folks,
right,
who we know who just need a place to stay.
Right, right. And occasionally we get people who contact us who are looking for accommodations. We don't have any. There aren't any. So this is really a big need in our community. And sometimes it's just for a short period of time. Somebody doesn't need it forever. Mm-hmm. They need it just to get on their feet. And
maybe between jobs.
Jobs, mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So what, I guess maybe Mary, you can answer this for yourself. What keeps you, like, you are a very busy person and you do a lot here in Sitka, but yet you still show up to these meetings and are part of this group. So what keeps you coming?
If there's one person who's homeless, then I want to be involved in trying to help solve that. You know, I think about our students who are homeless and the impact that has on learning. And we just have homeless in Sitka, and we don't need to. There are some people who choose to live on their own and not in a more formal structure. That's fine. Mm-hmm. But we have people in need who deserve the humanity of a shelter. And compassion.
Right. And when you meet someone who comes to you and says, I just don't have a place to live, it breaks your heart. These are people we know. These are our neighbors. These are not somebody we don't have any idea who they are. We know who has need in our community.
And sometimes it's even just, my electricity is going to get shut off if I don't make the payment and I don't get my paycheck until this time. And we're kind of a place of last resort. Like, there's all these resources, but if none of them are coming and working for you, then maybe we can help.
Right.
And what ways can you offer resources? I think you mentioned earlier that there's a website, eastergroup.org.
Yes.
And what can people find on that website?
Well, we have a lot of resources on there. On our resources page, there are stakeholder group resources, behavioral health, mental health resources, the crisis line, Salvation Army. There's lots and lots of resources that you can find on our website. So if you have a need or you know someone who has a need and you think, I don't know where to go, this is a good place to look. And I really think... I'm so grateful for UAS for helping us with this and for others that came together to put these resources together.
Mim McConnell was instrumental in it started.
Yeah, we really appreciate that it got started, and now we're trying to be the place to hold this information and keep it going. Yeah.
And we work really closely with other organizations in town. The Salvation Army has in the past kind of screened people and said, okay, here's somebody that needs some support. And we do take donations. We're a 501c3. We don't really fundraise. We do write grants specific to some needs from time to time. But we do gladly accept resources to help folks in need.
Mm-hmm. And in what other ways can Sitkins support what you are all doing?
Well, besides helping us find a shelter, I would say that people could help by supporting the different places that are feeding people. The Salvation Army, 5 days a week, feeds people. They need food right now. They're low. So right now, if you want to go through your cupboards and grab a bag of canned goods and bring it to the Salvation Army today, they'd be thrilled. Mm-hmm. Or if you've got extra fish in your freezer, they really are in need. And also a big shout out to St. Gregory's Catholic Church, their Saturday meal. And then on Sundays, something brand new has started. There are 5 different churches that are doing a brown bag lunch that folks can pick up at the Lutheran Church downtown, right at the front door on Sundays between 12:30 and 1. So that's just started the last few weeks. So you can support. That's a great way to support. And when you see the notices around about Project Homeless Connect, we're always looking for volunteers for that. And we usually do a sock.
And coats and
socks
blankets.
And jackets and blankets and so things like that, warm weather gear, yeah.
And you can also, anyone can come to this meeting.
Please.
That
yes,
you're
we'd
having,
love to have you join our.
Which if you, yeah. Which is Tuesday, August 7th at 2 p.m. Right. at St. Peter's Sea House.
Right.
Open to the public. Everyone is welcome.
I'll be taking notes.
Thank you both so much for
welcome.
Your work
thank
and
you
for
having
being
us.
Here this morning.
Yeah, thank
right.
you. Thanks.